I'm Dimae Roberts, stage and studio. We're listening to original music created by Rudolfo Ortega from Oregon Children's Theater's production of Tomas and the Library Lady. Today we talk with the artistic director, Stan Foote, and director, Rebecca Martinez, and actor, Marcelino Hernandez, who plays Tomas. The show runs April 1st through the 29th at the Winningstad Theater. It's based on the true story of Mexican-American author and educator Tomas Rivera. Stay tuned for a talk about theater and education and literacy and all good things. This is Stage and Studio. That was some lively music. I like that. I'm Dimae Roberts. With me in the KABU studio are artistic director Stan Foote. Welcome back.
Good morning. Nice to see you.
And actor Marcelino Hernandez. Hello.
Hello.
And welcome. Your first time here to
yes.
Stage and Studio. Oregon Children's Theater's production of Tomas in The Library Lady. And you play Tomas. So it's a good to have you here.
Yes,
so good
thank
to
you
have
so
you
much.
Here. Welcome to Stage and Studio. Now, Tomas and The Library Lady is based on the true story of Mexican-American author and educator Tomas Rivera. It's adapted from the book by Pat Mora, and the play is about a boy and a librarian who share a love of books. Tomas Rivera is that boy, and he became an author and the chancellor of the University of California of Riverside, right?
So, correct.
So all of that is good. Stan, tell us more about this play, and really, what drew Oregon Children's Theater to want to produce it?
I've had this play on my list of things to do for a while.
It been out that long?
Out that long. I've known Jose, the playwright, for a long time through conferences and stuff like that. And it just last year when I was picking a season, it just seemed like the right time to do it. I looked through it and went, yeah, it's time to talk about...
It really is timely.
Time to talk about migrant workers and their benefit to our society. Time to talk about literacy because of programming we have at Oregon Children's Theater that is constant part of our programming at OCT. It was just time.
Well, you know, it's a pretty popular book itself from Pat Mora, Tomas and the Library Lady, and then it was adapted into this play, right?
Right, and I just found out he's from Oregon, or he lives in Oregon right now. I don't know where.
Who?
Pat Mora.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The author's agent, I was working on some stuff this morning, and she said, oh, he's from Oregon, so if you happen to do these shows out and about in Oregon, let me know.
Oh, well, and that is part of the plan, isn't it?
Right. So yeah. After the run here in Portland, we plan to take Tomas to 5 rural communities, do 3 school shows and 2 public performances in rural communities, just because we're Oregon Children's Theater. We're not just Portland's Children's Theater.
It is. It's Oregon Children's Theater. Have you toured before, though? You have, haven't
we
you?
We have little, yeah. But not quite like this. So.
I think now more than ever, it's important to go to more rural areas and smaller towns.
You know? I was raised in a rural area, Shingletown, California, so I understand the power of that first glimpse of something other than what you're used to
exactly.
in your community.
Yeah.
So,
That's exciting
to me. Yes,
it's very exciting. So I want to talk a little bit about, you know, we're going to talk about, you know, maybe the content more as far as its timeliness, but also, you know, this relationship between young Tomas Rivera and the librarian. It seems like it's such a special relationship, just basically her encouraging him to read, you know, at a time when he needed it.
Yeah, I go right to SMART, the program that focuses on third grade children learning how to read. It is such an important, pivotal moment for a child to learn how to read. And we at Oregon Children's Theater, I personally, Rebecca, everybody involved understand that moment of literacy. Being able to navigate the world is so important. And getting children to read and getting them hooked on books is a very important thing.
You know, you brought that up, and it seems like, you know, I recall once you realize how to form a word, it's like this light bulb goes off, doesn't it? And there's this excitement.
Yeah,
and then you get it.
Then understanding other worlds, the ability to navigate other worlds besides the world you're in. So just the basic functionality of literacy is a big deal, but also that idea that you, in your brain, when you're reading a book, can go anywhere.
This play, it seems like it says so much about the power of education, and especially from all, not just the teachers, but also librarians who are very important to the educational process.
Yeah, and I didn't have a library when I was a kid. I had a bookmobile that came to my school. So that idea of being able to go in and pick out a book. You know, at Oregon Children's Theater, we have a program called Ticket to Read, which has brought 10,000 books and tickets to shows over the last few years to kids. And the whole idea is for kids that might normally ever own a book, that they have a book, they can write their name in it, says this book belongs to, then they go to the theater. And it's not just us. We have lots of sponsors who are supporting this program because the idea of having your own book makes you want to have more.
Yeah. Yeah, it's that hunger, right,
yes,
that needs to be filled. What have you learned about Tomas Rivera from doing this play?
I am not directly involved in the rehearsal process.
Well, I'm going to ask Marcelino
about
it.
But most certainly with the collaborators we have on it, the importance of the story itself, which is about migrant workers who have a child. And he's on the road with them, and he learns how to read, and eventually in life becomes a person who's contributing to the American scheme of things. And I think that's really important to talk about within our political times.
We're going to talk more about that, especially with Rebecca Martinez, who will be coming up soon. You're listening to Stage and Studio. I'm Dee Mae Roberts. My guests are Artistic Director Stan Foote and actor Marcelino Hernandez, who is from Oregon Children's Theater's production of Tomas and the Library Lady. Now, Marcelino, you play Tomas Rivera,
yes,
and he's a character in the play. Do you relate to him? Tell us about his. What is he like? What is Tomas like in the play?
Yes, Tomas is a boy that has a family that's struggling with money and with a safe environment for the children, the two boys, and they are from Texas, and they go down to Iowa to pick crops and to get money and the parents really want to support the children, and that's a big part of the story. And personally, as the character, Tomas is a quiet boy that is watching his life unfold, and then meets he has a very difficult life, and then he meets the library lady, and that just totally changes how he looks on life and how he's going to grow up, and education is a big part of his life.
Do you relate to him on a personal level?
I do. My father actually came from Juarez, Mexico to America.
Really?
And he did the same thing. That's why I'm kind of wearing
You are really personally connected to this.
Very, yes. He would pick crops with his mother and his brothers. He has five brothers, and so they would pick anything you can imagine in the fields, from sunset to sunrise to sunset.
Well, when I was young, I picked crops too, because that's what we did on the farm in Oregon, you know. So I know how hard that work is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's really tough work there. I'm wondering, you know, how does your family feel about you being in this play?
A lot of what you guys are talking about and agreeing with, it definitely is a good time to bring this topic up and to have this as sort of a white light in what's going on with our country. And my family is excited to see it. They're excited to see how we're going to bring the story onto the stage, how from the book can we change it to, you know, hearing the people, seeing the people, listening to the songs, feeling the emotions, and seeing Tomas's story.
You sing in the show too?
I do, yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so tempted to ask you to sing for me. Is there one line you could do?
From
the show?
A line or a song?
One line of a song.
Yeah, I could think of one.
I'm sorry to put you on the spot, but whenever somebody says they can sing, I go, oh, it sounds so good on the radio.
It's okay. Here, we can do...
You can do it, brother.
We'll do a line from one of the songs called Big Tall
Nobody's
Men,
listening. So. It's just us three here.
Okay. I saw smoke at an Indian camp, rode a horse I named Champ across a hot and dusty plain. Sheriff Erp was my name. That's one of the lines.
Nice. Very nice voice. You know, you kind of resembled a real Tomas Rivera, did you know, as a youth? The picture that I've seen. Have you seen that?
I did. My director, Rebecca, actually showed me a picture of Tomas when he was young.
I mean, not completely, but there is a resemblance.
Yeah, and I was looking at the picture with our cast huddled around the phone and looking at the picture, and I was like, that's kind of cool. It was interesting to see what he looked like and how it resembled.
Stan was very lucky you had him to cast, right?
I was fortunate enough to be able to direct Marcelino already in a musical this year, and he sings beautifully.
And plus, you speak Spanish too, right? So you can do the bilingual Spanish and English.
And
so,
he shares a lot of stuff.
You know, you've heard the term triple threat, but you're probably a quadruple threat, right?
I have not heard the quadruple threat.
When you can do everything in theater, right?
He shares some of the things with Tomas too. His family is really supportive, great people. They've been a joy to be around. So you don't ever just cast a young person in a play. You cast their whole family eventually because you're working with all of them. So his sister's giving him rides today. His mom and dad.
Oh, yeah.
His mom and dad.
It's a family. It's a whole family contribution here. You're listening to Stage and Studio. I'm Dima Roberts, and we're going to hear from the director of the Oregon Children's Theater's production of Tomas and the Library Lady. Rebecca Martinez joins us via phone. Rebecca, are you there?
I am. Hello, everyone.
Have you been listening to our conversation?
I have. It's beautiful.
Well, I was wondering about, you know, you work a great deal with bilingual productions. Was the original script bilingual?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think a part of and Stan, maybe you know more about the history than I do, but I know a big part of it because it was developed in Arizona, and there is a large Spanish-speaking population in Arizona that is... now has been for a while very marginalized. Like, how do we have something that both honors the story but also honors the space where these two languages can live together?
Well, I was wondering, is everybody in the cast bilingual then?
Everyone. We have two native speakers, mm-hmm. and then we have who are first language Spanish and second language English. Mm-hmm. And one of them, I think because he is growing up in this country, he's pretty equal in both languages. And then Alex and Marcelino have the history, maybe that the English is this, and like myself, English is the stronger language and Spanish is the supporting language.
Oh, I like that idea. So how do you rehearse scenes in both Spanish and English? That must be a lot of work.
Well, it's easy when you have a cast that can speak Spanish.
It sounds like it. Right.
And being that I speak Spanish as well, it is just, these are the texts and here we're doing them. One of the exciting challenges that we do have is we have a little bit of Cervantes in there, a little bit of Don Quixote.
You do.
Spanish in there.
Oh.
It's a little paragraph that Marcelino gets to hang on to and just, have a lot of fun with.
Is that an influential book on Tomas, Don Quixote? I was asking Marcelino that.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. He said yes. Okay, so Rebecca, what impact does Tomas and the Library Lady have on you personally?
On me?
Yeah. How do you relate to this?
This is a story, one of the very first plays I ever did as a theater actor. Was I performed in a migrant camp with Milagro Theater.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
It was so important to me to, these are folks that often are forgotten about. And these are people who are, that do so much work, that pick our food, that support our economy, that create our, just the whole environment and culture that is often not seen because of many, many reasons. So the fact that this is a show about agricultural workers that are put on stage and given validation and given a place of honor, that to me is just it's so moving to me and feels so critically important, especially now, that it's just a joy to be a part of.
Well, I want to talk about that. I mean, especially now, you say, and I think we referenced that during this half hour so far. Tomas and the Library Lady, you know, it seems like it's opening during a time of anti-immigrant, especially anti-Mexico sentiment. How does this play speak to that climate that we're talking about?
I have friends who have been heard speaking Spanish on the street that have been yelled at by people that says, go back to your own country.
Recently?
Yes. I have, within the past few months, I've heard many stories of children being harassed in school because they're speaking in Spanish. And, of course, I have friends who are threatened by deportation, and their families are threatened by being torn apart because of the increased deportations that are taking place. And so actually saying that, you know what, speaking Spanish, speaking two languages is a benefit, that your history of children of immigrants, that is a benefit, that is something that is productive for our country and something that enhances and builds who we are as Americans, as people in the United States, that this is something that strengthens us, I think is a very important message to share, especially with young people.
Especially with young people. And I'm glad that this play is going to be touring. Tomas, I mean, I'm sorry, I called you Tomas. I do that. But Marcelino, have you had experiences like that in school that Rebecca was talking about?
I have not had any personal personal experiences.
Or any of your friends?
Yes, definitely. People I hear in the halls, of course, because it's middle school. And there's lots of jokes about it thrown around. And it's further than a joke, because I think the people that are saying these jokes are just throwing it out there, saying it with no intention, or maybe with intention, or with no backstory, or with no personal meaning with it. They're just saying it. And if a student that speaks Spanish or is from Mexico or any sort of Spanish-speaking country, that will affect them greatly. And if they hear, you know, go back to your country, I've heard that many, many times. Or
just recently, or before the election?
During the election. When our president was elected, I've heard a lot of negative comments about deportation and very heavy stuff. And like I was saying, if any student were to hear that speaks Spanish or is from a Spanish-speaking country, that will affect them greatly, and that will make them think less of themselves. And that will, especially if they're a younger child, and let's just say they're a sixth grader, and an eighth grader is saying this joke to them, a sixth grader looks up to an eighth grader, at least in my school. And if they were to hear that, then it would be, I don't know, it hasn't personally happened to me, but I'd feel like that would be very hurtful, and that would be taken to heart. And I think this performance is needed to, like I said, give that white light in the dark.
Wow. I mean, it's very moving what you just said. I'm wondering, do you think that kids mirror what adults do, and especially what the media, you know, whatever's out there in the media? Do you think kids mirror that?
Definitely. If a child walks into a living room and sees the parents watching, let's just say, our president's giving a speech on a certain topic, such as immigration and building a wall and those sort of heavy topics, that will affect them greatly. And that will really put a damper on their day and change their mindset and how they think about themselves and their family.
So it seems like, Stan and Rebecca, I want to bring you into this. Thank you for sharing that. Mm-hmm. Marcelino, it seems like if that's the mirror, that maybe this play, Tomas and the Library Lady, can change the mirror, you know, especially if you're traveling around Oregon. I know that a lot of, and even in Portland, a lot of schools and community groups come to see Oregon Children's Theater productions, right, Stan? And so will there be discussions, or are the teachers going to be coming back into the classroom or their group to talk about some of these issues?
Well, I hope so. We supply resource guides and discussion topics and all sorts of things for the teachers to bring it back to the classroom. But I really bring it down to one kid. If you can just have one kid change a little. The whole idea of it, it just bothers me so much. I speak to a bilingual kid and trying to convince them, I barely speak English. And you have two languages you're thinking in and speaking in.
It makes you smarter, as far as I'm
concerned.
Yeah.
That intellectual ability to have two languages is huge. And I've met kids that have three or four in a classroom, and they're going, I just don't speak English that well. I don't care.
And that's not a deficit.
I do not care. I do not care. You're speaking in and thinking in two languages, and you're seven.
And you're using more brain power than I have.
Right. So just those small leaps. So I understand change.
It takes one person. Yeah. I agree with that. Rebecca, what type of discussions would you like to see happen regarding Tomas and the Library Lady?
Well, the one thing that I really love about children and working with children is that they do come into this world without prejudices. And if you can expose a child to empathy and expose a child to here's another human that feels just like you feel, regardless of where their background is, regardless of what language they speak, regardless of what the color of their skin is, that, and you can have that sort of impact on a child, like that impact can last lifelong. And I think if you have these conversations, whatever conversations that may be coming out of this, to me, feel like, how is it about not just empathy for another human being, but like, here's a child who everybody would have looked at and said, no, can't happen. This can't happen. I mean, he's got everything against him. One parent didn't really read. One parent did read. You know, he was taken out of school all the time to work in the fields. And so, but because he was supported by both his family and the library lady, I mean, he became a writer. He became a chancellor of a university. He has a library named after him. And that, to me, is like, hey, potential. Children have potential.
That librarian had an effect on one child. That mm-hmm. child became somebody who had an effect on many, many mm-hmm. children. So great lesson.
How do we find the potential?
How do we find the potential? Thank you so much. Rebecca, I know you're in between meetings and rehearsals. Thank you for joining us today on Stage and Studio. It's good to talk with you.
Yay, so good to talk to all of you.
And I'm going to give some show info now, so you take care.
Thank you.
Oregon Children's Theater presents Tomas and the Library Lady, directed by Rebecca Martinez. It's based on the true story of Tomas Rivera, a play. It's a play in both English and Spanish, and the play is written by Pat Mora from her book, adapted by Jose Cruz Gonzalez. The show runs April 1st through the 29th, Saturdays at 2 p.m. and 5 p.m., and Sundays at 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. All shows are at the Newmark Theater, that's located at 111 Southwest Broadway Street in Portland. For more info, you can go to their box office, 503-228-9571, or visit Oregon Children's Theater's website at octc.org. And you can get all that info at stageandstudio.org or kbu.fm/stageandstudio. And the show is recommended for ages 5 and up. In the time remaining, Stan, I know that you work a lot with educators closely with all the plays that you do at Oregon Children's Theater. I was wondering, how are you looking at the coming years now with this new administration? I know, we have like a couple minutes here, but what concerns do you have?
I just want to make sure that we have fair representation on our stage of our community. And if we do that, which we are doing, I can't tell you the shows I'm doing next season,
but
I've got one that is just so exciting about diversity and about who young people are when they're young and who they turn out to be, an origin story like Tomas.
And so rather than shying away from these topics, you seem to be going for it.
It's important. It's important that we all do what we need to do. And it's not just a political act. It's the act of humanity. And my job is to represent and speak to all of the children of Oregon, not just some.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And so for you, Marcelino, you're young. How old are you, may I ask?
I'm 14 years
14,
old.
14, so yes. You're looking at this new world. What message would you like to send to, I guess, our administration?
On regards?
Anything that you want. About your future.
On my future? I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, what type of...
He is an awesomely talented young man who has a great future ahead of him.
I appreciate that, Stan.
Well, yeah. You know, it seems like this is a time where, you know, children could have more positive experiences.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
The ongoing topic here, it is needed, and it will... If a student or a child is a Spanish speaker and sees this performance, I feel like they will see that it is okay, and they will learn to love it, and they will learn to be themselves. And I really want to for our cast to be that figure in their life, to look back and to say, wow, I saw a performance where it was okay, and they were singing, they were dancing, they were having fun, they were speaking Spanish, and to relate. And I think that's a very important message and a very important aspect of the performance.
Well, thank you so much for being here, Marcelino Hernandez and Stan Foote. Thank you for joining me today and talking about Tomas and the Library Lady. I wish you both well in
thank
that
you so
production.
Much.
One more shout out for the show. It's April 1st through the 29th. And so just go to stageandstudio.org or kbu.fm Stage and Studio to find out more about it. That's it for Stage and Studio. Thank you to engineer Tave Fache-Drake. And you can hear it again on stageandstudio.org, kbu.fm/stageandstudio. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes. Like us on facebook.com/stage, the letter and studio. Tweet me at stage, the letter and studio. Till next time, I'm Dimay Roberts. We're going to go out with more original music created by Rudolfo Ortega from Tomas and the Library Lady at Oregon Children's Theater.